Hi, this is Tom Metzger, your host for Race and Reason. Race and Reason, dedicated to freedom of speech, that small island of free speech in a sea of controlled and managed news. Race and Reason, seen all over the United States. Race and Reason, now the number one watch show from coast to coast on cable access TV. Boy, is this show hot. Opening up in new areas all the time, every month, more and more. There are 1,200 cable access outlets throughout the United States, and our goal is to get on over 1,000 of them. Let's go. Now, today, we've got a really hot show for you. We've got the Geraldo Wrecking Crew here. We've got Robert Height. How you doing, Robert?
Pretty good.
Robert is the leader of the American Front out of San Francisco. We've got Wyatt Kaldenberg, and Wyatt is the managing editor of the War newspaper. And then shortly, out of the control room, doing two jobs, we'll have John Metzger, director of the War Youth. Now, we're going to hold up the paper here, guys. And I see, it looks like the Invisible Man there. Is that Geraldo?
Yeah, that's what's left of him.
Well, what the heck happened here, guys? We've heard everybody else talk about it. Why don't you tell me? What's going on in this Geraldo? What really happened?
Well, it seems like trash TV media people have gone a step too far. They took us on the show. They set us up in a little room. They stuck us out there and tried to shut us down, and we shut them down instead. They bit off a little bit more than they can chew this time.
Well, now, supposedly you were invited there a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
And they set you up.
Yeah.
And your automobile was attacked by a bunch of...
By Mordecai Levy, one of my favorites.
Well, you're not going to give him free publicity, are you, that little shrimp?
Well, you got to find his address and his name and his
They surrounded. There were three of you in a taxi cab, and it's
four of us.
Yeah.
About 40 of them showed up.
The kosher commandos.
The Jewish guard showed up and started bopping around on the cab with our one fed to protect us. And we didn't take his protection. We didn't take the show. We didn't take any of it. We just kind of
turned around and went back home.
Huh? Yeah.
And then there was negotiation, and I understand some...
They flowed the bread, and a few guests we would have come along, our personal security, because we couldn't trust them. And we took a little trip back there.
Now, from the control room, here comes John Metzger. He's got to wear two hats today. John, good to have you back, guy.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
I see that there's no prints on your neck today, so that must be all gone.
Yeah.
Big Roy didn't leave a lasting print on you?
No, we left the lasting imprint on all of them in New York.
Okay, so we'll continue on, Bob. And so what happened after that?
Well, we came back in.
I thought they hated you guys. They knew they wanted to give you big money to come back there.
Yeah, we were worth it to them. We were impressionable guys. What the media wants to see. So it was obviously worth it, to fly us and our cronies out to New York to try it again.
So you actually sells a lot of soap for those people,
oh,
right?
Definitely.
You think they made a few bucks off that show?
Oh, plenty. Not as much as we made off of the publicity, though.
But you think Geraldo made plenty of money off that broken nose?
Oh, yeah. Probably the history. In history, there's never been a broken nose that's been paid for more.
Well, they said that this is the most watched film sequence, the only second to the Kennedy assassination.
Well, next time we'll be
ready. Now, you're in history. Now, Wyatt Kaldenberg, we call Wyatt Big Boy. And you can see by looking at him, he's a pretty big boy. Now, you were the man who broke Geraldo's nose. What happened? Weren't you way out in the audience?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how did you get from way out in the audience, across the stage, throw a chair, almost catch up with the chair, and end up with Geraldo Revolvo, alias really Jerry Rivers on the other side. I say, what happened?
Oh, when I get mad, I get drunk.
Well, why did you get so mad?
Well, Geraldo was a jerk. And the thing is he's probably the worst talk show host on TV. He's boring. Just watching the guys on his screen to fall asleep. And he has to do all these obnoxious freak shows to get ratings.
Well, isn't he the best, though? Because the best gets the most viewers and the most money. So the way the industry looks at it, maybe he's the best.
Yeah, the best circus master.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we're not clowns. I mean, don't get it. It's not all freaky, right? You have a statement to make, right?
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, it's just basically, you know, we were there and we were treated like dogs. We were lied to all the time. And he was real obnoxious during the commercials and stuff like that. And he was calling us names and cockroaches and getting all the audience to get real hostile at us. And
did they call you names off camera?
Oh, yeah. During the commercials, you know, Geraldo, even on the show, you know, he was calling us names. But, you know, during the commercials, like, he was flipping us off.